Today, I'm sharing something that is for your own good. Uh-oh, did you ever hear that as a kid? Usually, if I heard this is for your own good, that meant something was about to happen or be taken away, and I probably wasn't going to like it. Like, no more candy. It's for your own good. Well, that's no fun. Well, this is not that. I simply want to remind you of the one thing you can do that is not only for your own good, but it's for the good of those around you. John Wesley said it best in this quote, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can." Do good. That's it. Do all the good you can. It's for your own good. So what does that look like day to day? Well, I started digging in scripture and discovered the word good appears 749 times throughout the books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. There are so many great truths about doing good, like Galatians 6:9, "Let us not grow weary while doing good." Psalm 37:3, "Trust the Lord and do good." And Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." We were created by a good, good Father to do good things. So how is doing good for our own good? 2 Corinthians 9, 6-9. "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever." The Apostle Paul is breaking down the principles of God's harvest law. Basically, you will reap what you sow, and you can't outgive God. When we cheerfully sow good into the hearts and lives of those around us, we will be blessed big time, having all that we need and abounding in every good work. It's a beautiful circle of grace. Grace given is grace multiplied. The best part of doing good is being a part of what God is doing. It's nothing we do, but we are invited in and given opportunities to be the hands and feet of Jesus, meeting needs, loving people, doing good deeds. And through those, our light shines bright to the world, and God gets all the glory. That's the truth. Trust God with what you have and where you are, and watch for opportunities to do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. It's for your own good. I'm Lori Klein.